The economic slowdown has certainly affected the Tampa Bay area. Over the weekend, WMNF spoke with Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio on a number of topics, including how the previously bustling Ybor City area has become extremely tough for local merchants and restaurateurs, even on weekends. Although crime has dropped dramatically in the historic entertainment district since Iorio took office, the perception that it's a violent area still seems to have taken hold. When asked what, if anything, she can do about that, the mayor responded that the whole city is hurting because of the current fiscal crisis.
Well, Mitch, you know, this is a tough economic time, period. It's not just Ybor City. Look at the news of this past week, where you have major Wall Street firms going bankrupt. And so, you know, as I go around as mayor, and I'm just a regular person, and I go to restaurants, and I go out to Target, I go to all the stores everyone else goes to, and I'm always asking, how is business? How's business? And everyone says, down, down, down. And restaurants particularly are hit hard because that's discretionary. And, I mean, it's way down. So I think that we are going to see a few more boarded up windows in the next year. There's not much government can do about that because I think we have these larger economic forces at play. And we've really got to get a change, I think, at the top in our country because our economy is, even the top economists in our nation have taught, you actually used the word depression in the past couple of days. This huge infusion of government money from the feds is unprecedented in our history. So what you're talking about in Ybor City is a micro look at this macro picture that I'm very concerned about, and I think everyone is very concerned about.
Last week, local governments throughout Florida were rejoicing after they learned that they can go back to planning redevelopment projects using tax incremental and other public financing, as the Florida Supreme Court reversed itself on forcing municipalities to take such decisions to a referendum first. WMNF asked Mayor Iorio about her opinion on what is known as the Strand decision.
The Strand decision, for your listeners who might not be aware, is the decision that was made by the Supreme Court a couple years ago that basically said that CRA revenues could not be bonded without voter referendum. It really was a misguided decision, and the Supreme Court reversed it the other day. Now, first, we have to see if it's going to be appealed any further. I don't even know if it can be. But also, unfortunately, in that time lag between their first decision and now, sadly, the financial markets have changed. We had a $40 million letter of credit ready to go with Bank of America for downtown improvements. It was just weeks away.
Was that the Heights project?
No, that was just for downtown improvements in our downtown CRA. And so now we have to go back and reassess. We have to reassess and look at TIF revenues. We have to reassess the financial markets and see who will be willing to lend us money under these circumstances, because look what's changed. Now, you know, I still think that for banks it's a good bet to bet on the come of tax increment financing, but we still have to take our time and make sure we can get the financing for downtown and for Channelside, for East Tampa, for projects, and then the development community for Central Park Village. They're going to have to see what they can do in terms of Bank of America borrowing for their infrastructure to get Central Park Village going. That's really a key project.